So, if pensions aren't worth the documents they're printed on, if the tax base of Detroit is exhausted and depleted of cash, if the auto industry's traditional worker protections have become a dream of the past, what has real value in Detroit, in the Detroit area? How about big boxes of aluminum bars, steel, platinum, wheat, soybeans, pork bellies, commodities of all kinds? Real stuff, real value, right? Well, not so fast. Our partner, the New York Times, has uncovered what looks like something of a legal shell game in the holding and trading of the commodity of aluminum, a shell game being played in the warehouses of the industrial Detroit suburb of Mount Clemens. Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, among other big banks, have been buying up companies that store and deliver commodities. The banks can profit from holding commodities, but they can also raise the prices for consumers in the process, at least in theory. With us, before she testifies on the subject before the Congressional Banking Committee, is Saleh Amirova. She's a professor of law at the University of North Carolina. Professor, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, John.
What's the difference between a bank playing the commodities market and actually owning commodities like aluminum?
Well, banks historically have gotten into the commodities markets, physical commodities markets, ostensibly because such presence would help them to price better their financial derivatives contracts that are linked to the prices of underlying commodities. So technically speaking, they don't have to own a warehouse and they don't have to own any physical commodities. But if they do, it gives them an upper hand in understanding the market, understanding the prices, and as you already mentioned, potentially even influencing those prices, perhaps in a way that helps them profit from their derivatives contracts whose price depends on those underlying commodity prices.
So why would a bank rather hold aluminum? Is it something to do with the dubious value of paper assets and paper derivatives? Is there something more secure about a big box full of aluminum?
I don't think it's about aluminum being more secure just because of its physical existence necessarily. I think what it is that these are private firms, they're profit-seeking firms. They would go wherever they see a profit. So once they were able to move into the business that actually gives them additional profits, be it through the rental income that end users of aluminum, for example, have to pay to the owner of the warehouse, be it through the fact that by controlling the delivery of the metal out of the warehouse, Goldman Sachs influences the prices for aluminum globally. And if Goldman Sachs also trades aluminum, then that rise in the prices may in fact benefit it. Or be it, like I said, the ability to take more profitable positions in the purely financial markets that are linked to the price of commodities. So the business strategies for making money off of holding physical aluminum may be varied. And it would be a mistake to just basically pin down one reason. I think we need to understand all of the reasons for Goldman Sachs to get into this business.
Is the net effect here, though, whether we call it manipulation or not, that if banks are making a lot of profit being in the commodities business, that prices are going to go up for consumers, particularly for aluminum, which is an industrial commodity that really tracks the price of all kinds of consumer goods?
That's absolutely true. And in fact, I understand that prices have gone up. Whether or not we feel it, whether or not we notice it, it's a separate matter. The fact is that these prices should not go up simply because of the market structure. Supply and demand is one thing, but when prices are artificially inflated because a particular actor has a particular reason to hoard the metal effectively, that is a matter of serious concern.
Senators and members of Congress are going to be asking you whether this is a good idea or not when you testify today. What are you going to tell them?
What I'm going to tell them that we should put the burden squarely on the banks themselves to prove to us that it is, in fact, a good idea. They always tell us that they only get into the physical commodities business in order to serve their clients better and to produce public benefits. But somehow we still don't know whether or not it's true. And what I'm going to tell Congress today, if they listen to me, is that this is a time to put them on the spot and make them actually sustain the burden of proving their claims.
Saleh Amirova is a professor of law at the University of North Carolina. She'll be testifying before the Senate Banking Committee later on today. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.